DoD has already started the process of building what it says will be a device-agnostic mobility infrastructure, including a centralized department-wide app store and mobile device management system. It expects those two components to begin operating in a limited capacity by the beginning of calendar year 2014. While the Pentagon thinks it's gone a long way toward making sure its security approval processes can keep up with the pace of mobile technology, there's one enormous nut the department still hasn't cracked: how to make sure DoD users can securely authenticate themselves on the network via mobile devices, the same way they do today from desktop and laptop computers. On those computers, users slide their common access cards into a smart card reader in order to do multi-factor authentication. Using that same method on a mobile device sort of defeats the purpose of having a mobile device. Devin O'Brien is the lead mobile engineer for public key infrastructure at the Defense Information Systems Agency.
To date, the solutions have been Bluetooth or corded smart card readers that are very, very difficult to use. Generals and SESs, just they're not very in favor, separate power devices anyway. So the user experience is awful. Because we're such a niche market, the cost per device is awful. So that's sort of what prompted the look for alternate credentials.
Those alternate credentials would be just as trusted by DoD networks as are the PKI credentials that are now stored on common access cards. But they would have to be different credentials, since the card isn't actually attached to the device. The National Institute of Standards and Technology is working to finalize a new special publication that describes what are called derived credentials and how they can be used securely. Greg Yaus, the chief mobility engineer at DISA, says they're waiting for that special publication from NIST, but also for some final decisions from the Office of Management and Budget about how derived credentials can be used.
Because the issue is defined separation. One of the requirements for OMB says that the certificate has to be separate from the device it's authenticating in.
And OMB's decisions could make or break some of the potential solutions DoD is exploring for mobile two-factor authentication. For instance, one idea might be to place those derived credentials on a micro SD card that's installed on the phone. Another might be to put the certificates into the same SIM card that a commercial smartphone uses to identify itself to the commercial cellular network it runs on.
Now, here's a definition. Is a micro SD separate? I can take it out. I can put it back in. What about a SIM chip? I can take it out, but the phone doesn't work now. You know, so there's still policy stuff that's being worked out. So this is a very complicated field. There's still policy stuff being worked out at the federal level on how we're going to approach mobility and PKI.
But DoD says it does have some specific requirements that are going to govern how it handles ID management in the mobile realm. Whatever solutions it settles on are going to have to integrate seamlessly with the massive and expensive infrastructure the Defense Manpower Data Center already operates to manage the identities of millions of service members, civilians, contractors, retirees, and dependents. Beyond the derived credential options that use technologies like microSD and SIM cards, the department's also exploring technologies that would let users hold their actual CAC cards up to their phones and authenticate via near-field communication. Michael Butler is the Deputy Director for Identity Services at the Defense Manpower Data Center.
The challenge is for federal PIV cards, which have a whole lot of esoteric nonsense, right, that we have to, like, plow through. But we've made it work. My guys actually built an email client, so you can just take the CAC and put it up, you know. But they built an email client. You can sign, encrypt. Certainly a better user experience than this. We've gone to Google and worked with Samsung and also worked with Good Technologies, a number of different folks. Those are the types of things that we're working on with an NSA assessment to be able to just be able to take your card, stick it up next to the phone. You know, it would open your email client, you can do your email, and then, so it's really pretty simple technically. It's making all the standards work and getting all the standards folks to agree with it, which is the hard part.
There's another hard part. None of the solutions DoD's exploring will do any good with regard to many of the devices that are most coveted by DoD users. The department's optimistic about coming up with solutions that could work for the open source Android operating system first and Windows Mobile and BlackBerry devices a bit further down the line. But Yaus says none of the current ideas would do any good for any product made by Apple.
We are working towards solutions, but unfortunately the solutions don't work for everything. So we're always going to have to be looking at a band of solutions. So we're still talking with Apple on this whole process, because Apple won't open up their API for the UICC. Yet everybody in DoD wants an Apple device. Apple has told us that they will not change anything from an enterprise standpoint They will not change their solution that impacts the customer's experience.
Yost says all the military services are clamoring for a way to use mobile devices without extra hardware for authentication, but he says the biggest demand signal right now is coming from the Marine Corps. That service published a mobility strategy earlier this year that envisions heavy usage of commercial mobile devices on the battlefield. Rob Anderson, the chief of the Vision and Strategy Division in the Marine Corps CIO's office, says his service sees huge potential in the area of derived credentials in places like Afghanistan.
Most of our casualties that we experience in combat today, previously in Iraq and now in Afghanistan, deal with putting Marines on the road. There's only several places in country that issue. So if we don't have to put Marines on the road to go get a frickin' 2-inch by 3-inch piece of plastic with a chip on it, then we're going to help save lives.
Anderson thinks those credentials could be transmitted electronically onto the battlefield so that Marines could access data systems that heretofore would have required a physical smart card. But those changes could also enable what's been seen as a pipe dream so far in DOD, the idea that service members and civilians could use their own devices to connect to military networks.
If we can get this technology to where we can load it to a FIPS-validated container that meets the security requirements for the policies, be it via a soft container or a container that's actually on the device itself, one or the other, or both, then we're going to succeed in moving into a personally owned corporate-enabled environment. There's only two things that are going to keep us in the government, in my opinion, from doing a personally owned corporate-enabled environment. One is having the ability to authenticate into the network that we are gaining access to, i.e. multi-form factor authentication using derived credentials. And then the other is being able to technically demonstrate to the lawyers that whatever solution we provide will completely separate the personal and organizational instance of the devices that we use. You have to be able to separate person and organization. And it's a very sensitive matter today because of things that have happened in the news in the last 4 or 5 months.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.